Turn over to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, if you would, please, the 8th verse. Hebrews 13 and 8. 11 powerful words. 11 powerful words of Scripture here that brothers and sisters we can use each and every day of our life. Amen? We're going to read it together again. I've been liking to do that here lately, but I think we should read it together if you don't care. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Left right there is 11 powerful words as far as this old boy is concerned. I want you to know that. And I'm going to be preaching this evening on security blankets. And I'll get to that. I'll get back to the point of my message here in a little bit. But I want to tell you this. You know what? Whenever Brian was a baby, he had a little blue blanket. And on that little blue blanket, on the outside edge of it was silk. I don't know if you consider it real pure silk, but it was soft and on the outside edges of that thing. And you know what? Tink would use that blanket sometimes to put him to sleep. You know, he'd be laying there with us, and she would take that blanket, and she would tickle his face. And you know what? He would go to sleep with her doing that with that blanket. He had to have that blanket for everything. You understand? Those of you who are parents know what I'm talking about. It may be a little bunny. It may be a little toy of some kind. It may be a blanket. I don't know what it is in your life, but it's something that that child had to have, right? You know what? Whatever changed around him in his life, that blanket was there for him. He needed that blanket. And you know, it went through 2 open heart surgeries, countless amounts of doctor's appointments, and you know what? That blue blankie, as he called it, was with him. It was always with him. You can ask Stephanie, you can ask Tink, that thing was with him no matter where it's at. As a matter of fact, we still got it at the house somewhere, put up, it's there, and it's for him later on. But anyway, it was his safety. It was his security. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was something that he needed in his life that you know, no matter what we did, it was something that there were times in your life, I want you to understand, there are times in your life when everything is changing around you and you're grabbing for a security blanket of some kind. Am I right? There have been times in your life, you're adults, you're full grown, you're sitting here tonight, and there are probably times in your life that you needed something. You know what? And you were grabbing for that little blue blanket that was in your life. We live in an ever-changing world, do we not? We live in an ever-changing world. You know, from ladies' shoes to legislation, from automobiles to art, you know what? From furniture to finances, and you know, from styles to customs, whatever it may be, it seems like things are changing overnight. Am I right? They change. There's things in our life that change. World events seem to come by and pass by us so fast, it's just like this. We go from one event in this world to another, and things are changing. They're changing all the time. And you know what? In such a breathtaking age, are we not grabbing for something? Are people out there not trying to grab for a security blanket? Something to where they can hold on to, that you know what, they can say, I can make it through this if I got it. They can say that, just some people can say it. Unfortunately, some of the blankets that they're trying to grab a hold of aren't very secure, are they? They're not. And I want you to know this evening, some of those blankets are not very secure. Some rely upon financial investments. They try to think that if they put their money in the right place, you know what? That will help them. That's their security. But I want you to know something. We found this out in the last few years. Money could be gone just like that. People lost thousands. People lost millions of dollars in the stock market. Money was gone. Something that they thought was their security blanket, so to say. They thought it was gone overnight. It was gone. Some seek to endure through, you know what, through honors, through riches, through famous things. They try to do that. But what happens when those people get older? We see it happen all the time. Their fame and fortune is gone. It's gone. That security blanket that they thought they had is out the window. Some of them you never hear of from again, do you not? They do. Some rely upon friends. But you know what? There are some friends that are only there when the days are sunny. They're not there when the times get hard. There are friends and family that are like that. They are gone before you know it. And you know what? They grab for that security blanket and they turn around and they're not there. They're not there. Why? Why does this happen? Because you know what? They're grabbing for the wrong blanket. They're grabbing for the wrong securities. Why? Oh, Jim, you know the religion in China is like Confucianism, is what they call it. And you know what the religion in America today is? It's confusion. That's what it is in this country we live in today. And you know what? They go about searching for everything that they can, trying to appease, trying to get that security. And I want you to know they're grabbing for it. And when they grab for it, they can't get a hold of it. And when they get a hold of it, it's got holes all in it. It's moth-eaten. I tell you, their blankets are rotten. Because they're grabbing for the wrong thing. They're grabbing for the wrong thing. Men and women are walking around in the wilderness of cults and seeking security. And I want you to know it's not there. It's not there no matter what they say. They're seeking being satisfied lastingly. But it's not there if they're unable to find it. They're unable to find it. It's happening also in the church world today. It is sad to say. I want you to know the church world is failing so miserably. It makes me so sad. The churches, the word's not being preached. And the security blanket that should be when they come into a church to hear the word of God is not there anymore. They're too worried about the religions. They're too worried about keeping their attendance up to preach the word of God in truth and in spirit and let people know there is a security to be had. But they don't preach it anymore. They want to tickle ears. They want people to hear a good heartfelt, you know, sermon when they come into church and, you know, God's all love and God is all that He is. But they got to understand that God is also a God of judging, a God of judgment. And if they do not get themselves right, no matter what they're grabbing hold out here in this world, it'll be gone one day. And they will stand before a judging God. And I want you to know the books will be open one day. And when they're open, they'll not be able to say a word. They'll not be able to stand. I've heard people, well, I'll still tell you, you ain't going to tell him nothing. You're going to sit there and you're going to be on your knees and you're going to have your head bowed and God is going to give you your sentence and you're going to know, be able to shout it out, that truth is the truth. And the security blanket that you tried to have a hold of out there in the past, you're going to find out then that it was no good. You're going to find it out. It's happening in the church world today. I rejoice. And you and I can have that security blanket. That rock that keeps me and our souls anchored steadfast. We can have it. While the billows roll. While the waves of this world change. While the winds come and blow in our lives and try to tear us down. We can have that security. That security of Jesus Christ in our life. The rock that we can stand upon. The rock that never changes. This world can be what it wants to be. But I'll tell you what. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same Jesus that saved my soul back in 1976 is able to save today. And if He continues to let this world go on, He'll be able to continue to save another 1,000 years. Because He is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. There's none other name under heaven whereby a man must be saved. None. I'll tell you, this is truth. There's no doubt in my mind it is truth. I don't stand up here and preach falsehood when I talk about Jesus. Because there is none. He is truth. I'll tell you what, we can be grounded firm and deep in the arms of Jesus. Jesus Christ. And it says right there, is the same today when land in which we stand in. What marvelous satisfaction can we take from those four little words that Jesus is the same. I want you to know what He done for this old preacher, He can still do for you tonight. He can do it for you tonight. What Ryan said that He done for him, He's still working. He still can do that tonight. And if He doesn't come back tonight and He's still sitting on the right hand of God, He can do it tomorrow. And if He doesn't come back next week, by next week, He'll still be doing it next week. And I want you to know there are still people being saved in this world we live in. There are still people's lives being changed. But people have got to be willing to give it all to Him. If they are, I say that, I know you people get tired of hearing me say it, but I feel in my heart the reason that people are not getting saved and their lives aren't changed is because they don't totally turn their lives over to Him. They take so much back with Him. Your health may leave you, but I want you to know Jesus is the same. Your circumstances may change, but the Christ that I serve is still the same. I don't know what's going on in your life. Those around you sometimes can't be counted on, but I want you to know Jesus can. He is still the same this evening. He is still the same. Since all this is true, since it's all true, what a relief to know that through all the shifting sands and changing times, that we can still have our security blanket. And that is Jesus Christ. I am so glad that I can pull that blanket up around me sometimes. I'll tell you what, I'm so glad that I can pull it down over my head sometimes. And I know that He's there beyond a shadow of a doubt to seek and to save that which is lost, to carry me through what I cannot carry myself. And He will do that for you. Jesus is the same. The health may fail us, but His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Do we understand that this evening? Whenever this old body starts to break down, and you know what? We think that it's, we wonder why. Why? His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank God this evening for Jesus Christ, the same. The same as He was when He walked on this earth. The same as He was whenever He touched those whenever He touched the people and lifted them up. Praise God, the same. Jesus Christ is still the same. He is still the same. I'll tell you what, Jesus never fails us. Never fails the heart that leans on Him. He never will. Those around us sometimes cannot be counted on. But I want you to know Jesus is still the same. He is still the same God that we serve. Still always. Adversities may come, listen to me, crashing in on you. But He draws closer than a brother. Does He not? You cannot tell me one of you in here that does not know Jesus that when adversity has come upon your life, if you drew near to Him, He will draw near to you. He does it every time because He is the same. Listen, have tribulation. And it said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a dead Jesus. He's overcome this world. He's still overcoming it. And He will continue to overcome it. Amen? He will do that. Friends and family may desert us, but He will draw closer than a brother to us. Right? Paul said this. Remember when Paul said this? No man stood by me. He said that. You remember that? What did he say in the next verse? He said this. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Amen. I want you to know you may be sitting here tonight and you may think, I'm the only one that's going through a situation. The devil's lying to you right up and down. He's lying to you straight from the pits of hell. But I want you to know that the devil works on everybody and he does things the same. I want you to know that Jesus Christ can stand with you. He will stand with you. You've got to be able to take and grab a hold of His hands and be with Him and let Him walk with you. Let Him walk with you. I tell you what, no man stood with me, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me. He will do that. Listen to me. Even when death comes knocking upon your door, the Bible says, I am the resurrection and the life. I want you to understand, death has no hold on you. If you are a Christian this evening, death only means that you're going to live in glory forever. You'll not have to worry about this old life anymore. You don't have to worry about what happens to this body anymore. I tell you, I praise God this evening. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Jesus Christ is all that and more. Amen. Amen. Even when death comes knocking at your door, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be upset. Praise God. I'll tell you what, we can go on home to be in glory. And I tell you, we will live with Him forever and ever and ever. There's no stopping to it. Infinity and beyond. Praise God. He is the great I am. And we love Him to see. Jesus is the same yesterday. And you know what? It said He was the same. There is an eternity locked up in those words right there. Am I right? There's an eternity. The fact of the matter is, eternity stands on either side of Jesus. He was before. He is forevermore. Praise God. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He will always be. He is an eternity. He is the eternity. I'll tell you this. Listen, strictly speaking, there is no past tense in the Lord Jesus Christ. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. You know what it says over in John 8:58? Before Abraham was, I am. Amen. I tell you, he was out there before this whole world was even formed. I'm going to tell you what. He was there when it was formed. Praise God. Don't let him tell you any different. The Lord that I serve was there. It was God the Father. But what of Jesus' modern history? What about his history, his modern history? Listen to this. He was born in another man's stable, buried in another man's tomb, living in a land only the size of Arkansas. That's where he lived. His public ministry, never over 100 miles from home. He was never over 100 miles. He wrote no books. Listen to all of this. He wrote no books. He led no armies. He didn't do any of that. Left truth with a few plain, unpromising disciples. He left it with them. That's what he done. And listen, he died the death of a criminal. But praise God, no man ever touched this world like that man did. None did. None ever did. I tell you what he left a mark on this world that can never be changed. It never will be. Praise God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's what he is. He's a true and a living God, Jason. He's the one that we can put our hope and our trust in. And I'll tell you what, this evening, if you don't have your hope and trust in him, we need to rush to this altar. We need to run to it this evening. Because he is what he said he is. Praise God. Yes, that life stands alone. It stands alone. What he said and did, I'll tell you what he said and did proves who he is. I don't need to go over to Israel and go see an empty tomb. I know he lives. I know he lives. He lives right here tonight. I know he lives. I don't have to see it. I know where he lives at tonight. You know, we were talking about the church, and we are the church. These bodies are the church of the living God. And you know what? Whenever we live what he wants, he comes and dwells with us. Amen. He lives with us. Praise God. But Jesus Christ, it did not end in a sealed tomb. It didn't end there. They may have tried to put him in there. The devil may have tried to put him down. But I want you to know it didn't end in that tomb. They could have sealed it with as much concrete, if they had concrete back then, they wanted to. They could have filled it full. They could have done whatever they want to. But I want you to know something. The God that I serve brought his son up out of that tomb. And praise God, he lives. He lives. And I want you to know, also in verse 8, it says, and forever. I want you to know there's no end to him. There's none. Jesus Christ lives forever. He's going to live for. He's going to be. He's living right now. Like I said, he's on the right hand of the Father. And you know what he's waiting on? He's waiting on the Father to say, go get him, buddy. Go get him, son. Go get him and bring him home to be in glory. And I want you to know, I am waiting and anticipating the day that Jesus splits the eastern sky. He comes back to get his church. And you know what? I may be long gone, but if I am, I'm going to fly up to meet him in the air. I'm going to come out of the grave one of these days. But if I'm here, I want you to know, I believe that we're going to meet him in the sky, like he said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And where shall we remain? With him for what? Forever. Amen. Forever. Not just 20 years, not 100 years, not 1,000,000 years. We're going to stay with him forever. I don't know about you, but those 11 words excited me this afternoon. We got back from eating this afternoon, and I got in and got the Bible, and I got the look, and I said, the Lord said, that's it. Praise God, that's it. Forevermore. Forevermore. Jesus Christ. What a beautiful saying. What beautiful words. I'll tell you what, if we highlighted everything in this Bible that's so beautiful and that means so much, we'd have it all yellow, wouldn't we? We'd have it all yellow. But that is great. That is great. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Is he not a good God? Do we not serve a good Savior? Amen. Is the Holy Spirit not terrific? Whenever he moves upon our lives, praise God. I tell you what, I thank God this evening. I thank him for his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. They come get a song.